Okay, so Rav Chesed. The Midah Rav is Rav Chesed. So the Erech Apayim L'Tzadik, Erech Apayim L'Rishoyim, Rav Chesed. So the Goyin writes in Das Elyo, the Chesed is when you give something extra that you don't deserve. Chesed is when you give something extra you don't deserve. Rav Chesed is that you not only don't deserve it, but that's the quality of the Chesed is more. So the idea is that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be mischassid with the with Klal Yisrael. Okay, so it just sounds like a regular midah of Chesed. Whatever. We've been talking the whole time that the Yigam Midas is not from the Midas of the Zion Midas of Chesed to Chesed Din to Ferris. So okay, Rav Chesed, it's nice Chesed. So it's basically Chesed. So where is it that in this Chesed it's a higher level Chesed? And what we're trying to say the whole time is that the Chesed is not tempered with Din and it's not Kfir Maisim. So where do we see that over here? So let's look at the Midas of Micha. The Midas of Micha, we said was L'sheir's Nachlosoi Lehechzik Lad Apoi. Last time Lehechzik Lad Apoi Ki Chofetz Chesed Hu. So the one that this is Ki Chofetz Chesed Hu. He wants to do the Chesed. He wants Chesed. Okay, so to do Chesed, you want Chesed. To do Din, you want Din. I'm saying you do the Midah you want to do. So what does mean Chofetz Chesed? So can I have the Gemara Roshana? Is it there? Yes. So the Gemara over there, the Gemara asks, how does a Kodesh Baruch Hu start? How does a Kodesh Baruch Hu do V'Rav Chesed? So the Gemara has two versions. The Gemara says, what do you do for Rav Chesed? So the Gemara says, Machloikis. Is it that a Kodesh Baruch Hu highlights the good in the person? Or is it that he takes away the bad? Is he kovish the bad? So therefore he doesn't see the bad, so all he sees is the good. Or he highlights the good so that the good makes a better impression. And send it to Tzadim. Here, where's the one? What? What is it? Where is it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Kovish.
Yeah.
Nice Alvin Kovish or Rav Chesed. Oh, so it's more can also develop. Okay. It's more here. Here. V'rav chesed. V'sil oimrim. V'rav chesed. Matei klapei chesed. Oh. So now Rav Chesed doesn't just mean he has a rotzen, he just does midah chesed. He's matei klapei chesed. He tips the scale towards chesed. Hechi oven. Rav Lazar amr koiv shoi. He's koivish. The chesed, meaning he weighs down the chesed, means he gives more, he puts focus on the chesed more, on the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yisrael Baruch Hanin Amar Noisei, he takes off of errors. So now you start seeing what's going on over here. The Rav Chesed is not just Hashem does the regular meaning of chesed and then there's more chesed. This thing, his whole outlook towards us is not a balanced outlook. He's looking at the outlook towards the concept that he wants to be mischassid with us. So let's go back to our marshal with the boy and the job. The father wants to give him money, but he gave him a job. Now he messes up, and anyone else he would have fired. But this son, he keeps him on the job. Why? Either he says, well, what he did wasn't so bad. For anyone else, he would have fired him for that. But for this kid, it's not so bad. Or, I can't, in a Hanami, but look how much he's brought to the company. I can't get rid of him. Got all the, right? But why? Why is he treating him differently than anyone else? Because he likes to do chesed, but the other people, he's willing to fire them. The teretz is because the whole thing is there's a predisposition, is that the word? Towards giving him, because the whole reason he hired him in the first place is to give him chesed. He was chofetz chesed. Hashem is chofetz chesed means what he's, the whole thing he wants to do for us is give chesed, not kefir maisim. Our maisim just say chetimsa ba'alma, that we could earn it sometimes. But basically, he wants to give chesed. So since he basically wants to give chesed, now he wants to weigh it out. So when he's going to weigh it, it's automatically going to come out of focus on the chesed part. And he's going to figure out a way to say, no, I'll keep the job going. So it's within the framework, but it's all because of the platform is based on, the platform of this job is all based on the hanacha that I'm here to give chesed with you. Right? So since I'm here to give chesed with you, so now I'm going to be Rav Chesed. So the Rav Chesed means, when the meaning of Rav Chesed is that even if we don't deserve it, kifiyar ma'isim. So the other midas were that kifiyar ma'isim. So a rasha Hashem waits around for because he sees ultimately the good of the person. We spoke yesterday. So here he's mati kapi chesed, which means that since there's the hanocha of the whole world is based on this, that Hashem wants to mischasid with us. So memela now he's either going to be mati kapi chesed. He's going to be mati kapi chesed either through highlighting the ma'isim tovim that we do. Why? Because of the hanocha, he's not looking at us really kifir ma'isim. He's just trying to cover it up. But again, that's the nekuda we're trying to get into, that all the midos are trying to figure out a way where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking at us kefir ma'isim. It's the shurish of his ratzon lehetiv. So since he has ratzon lehetiv to us, there's another thing that midah can play out. The ratzon lehetiv to us will play out that when he's looking at our ma'isim itself, right? Yesterday, the day before, we were talking about how's he going to manage the person? He's going to wait. He's going to wait till that shurish deep down comes out. Or he's gonna give him the schar in the best way possible. Now it's a different midah. When he's weighing in the weighing out itself of how we deserve, also use the shirish of the midah. And even when you're looking at our ma'isim, don't dan us kefir ma'isim.
Like Sheikhai.
This whole thing is really that. Because it's really saying it's not kefir what we deserve. So in other words, even when you are danning our ma'isim and weighing our ma'isim, don't look at our ma'isim. Another level.
Don't
weigh our mice and kifi what they really are. Weigh our mice and kifi your perspective on why on what you want to do for us. Right? It's like they said, the son could go to the father and say, "Give me the money for the bank. Give me the $100,000 I need for the house." Okay, he's not going to say that, but he's going to say, "Look, I hope that I hope you can push promotion this year because," but he said, "I would never give a guy that behaved. I never would give a guy with this performance a promotion." Yeah, but look at me with your rotzen that you have, that you really want to, the whole purpose of this whole job is just to be good to me. So memela, in the dining of the ma'isim itself, don't look at us kefir ma'isim. That's the rechidish of Rav Chesed.
Does it mean don't look at our ma'isim, or look at our ma'isim?
When you're dining our ma'isim, matel kapi chesed, because don't judge us just strictly on the ma'isim. Judge us kifi the platform upon which you put us, you've created it to begin with, this through the chesed. So if everything's here for the chesed, then we can down the ma'isim kifi the chesed.
Meaning the first midos had to do with the ma'isim. Now we're getting to ma'isim.
Yeah. The first midos were,
Shurish,
the shurish of everything. That was Hashem was the introduction, kel, rachum chanun. Then erech apayim, which is two midos, plus rav chesed is already. B, there's a midah, the midahs, which it's still attaching to the shurish, but express themselves how Hashem judges our mice in themselves.
So what's Rav Chesed? It's super.
That's what I'm saying. Because there's Chesed in that alone that I gave you a job. But there's Chesed that I gave you a job, and now you got to earn it from here. The Rav Chesed is that even in the job itself, I'm going to be mischesed with you because I'm Chafetz Chesed. Ki Chafetz Chesed. The term
that and then it would see is that the other materials won't exist anymore, but that it will be the ma'isim.
It's when Hashem is going to wear out the ma'isim, he's going to wear out the ma'isim eventually. He should be mati klapi chesed.
That eventually will always be same. Should always be now this new materials of mati klapi chesed.
Right. We want it to be now. The term dvara says another kanech, which is that. I think also it fits in with this, but he says that a person that Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he sees Klal Yisrael doing chesed, the way he says it is a different kinetch. We're learning Chafetz Chesed is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon to do chesed with us should govern the way he looks at our ma'isim. He says a different pshat. He says, ki chofetz chesed, who means Hashem loves when we do chesed. So since he loves when we do chesed, when a yid does chesed, Hashem says, oh, you're taking care of my people. So that triggers a murder to midas rachamim. Hashem loves the chesed of Klal Yisrael. So Mimela, dan us, we're saying, dan us, kefi the chesed that we've done. It's not Hashem should use his midas chesed in danning us. Okay. But if you didn't do chesed, maybe you were a recipient of chesed.
Oh,
so that means being ma'or still the chesed in Klal Yisrael. So he says, obviously, the midah for that is that we should want to be meschasid with people. Right? Sometimes we're a little karak on the chesed. Like, you know, I want to do it. No, it's not about me. It's wanting the chesed. It's wanting the toiva for people. It's wanting the it's having a gevaldika pleasure from chesed and for sure doing it. But according to Talmud Torah, it's a whole different thing. Remember, I think that ultimately, Mestam, it's the same thing, same midah, because it's still unfairly highlighting something that we were doing. Mestam, it's because there's an av for Klal Yisrael and a chibur to Klal Yisrael that when we do something, it calls the attention more than if an umos ha'olam would do it, because a kadosh baruch doesn't has a pre disposed the Ahava to us. And therefore, our chesed is muridik, beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But let me say, this is where I see the first time a total different pshat than it doesn't really connect.
Well, in the way you they want, you're saying the Nekuda is like you're saying, that you know, we're using the Chavetz Chesed to be the way Hashem looks at us, not strictly
right.
Lufi Maisel.
Right. It's not strictly Lufi Maisel. There's a Chavetz Chesed there that should govern the way it looks
we're
at
like the, right. Either one, we're like the son who got the job.
Right. But it's a Chiddush that, right. In,
yeah, you
in,
still
in,
need
in
to
this
do
pshat,
something to trigger that.
Right. In this pshat, we're saying Hashem is Chavetz, it has a midah to be Mischasid with us. And in his pshat, he likes when we do Chesed. But
right.
You're right. I think it's the same church.
Trigger,
right? same church, how he's in looking at us. There should be something that should shift the perspective to that way. Okay, so this is the second set of midas. The first three is the sherish itself. The second three is Erech HaPayim is two, plus this is when Hashem is dining the Meisim. And then we're going to get into, that's six so far, plus the two Hashem's introduction. And then we have to get into how does Hashem do it? That's the next seven.
And
there's a lot to do still.
Is he noted because of the